putting the song book here is pretty much the same as putting it on the floor, because we put our feet there also. Third day is Balaram Purnima, first day of Lord Balaram, which we are celebrating, at least we'll be here this morning, just for this class, short class, in the temple of Lord Nrsimhadev. So Lord Nrsimhadev and Lord Balaram are both well known for getting angry and killing the demons. Lord Balaram is very beautiful. Of course, all the forms of the Lord are very beautiful. Lord Nrsimhadev is also very beautiful. And in fact, his beauty is enhanced. The special beauty of Lord Nrsimhadev is the nice garland he wears, which happens to be the intestines of Hiranyakashipu. So a lion's beauty is manifest, not so much with diamonds and gems, but a lion is famous for being fierce, so the manifestation of his fierceness enhances his beauty. Lord Balaram is none different from Krishna. There's an anecdote in this regard. At Kumbh Mela in 1917, I think it was, Ardha Kumbh Mela, Tamal Krishna, Prabhu, I believe, wasn't a sannyasi at that time, approached Srila Prabhupada and said that among the devotees there, Revati, there's a dispute between two of our devotees here. So we bring it to Prabhupada, bring it to you, Prabhupada, to sort it out. What's correct? So Revati Nandan says that Balaram is non-different from Krishna. The only difference is that he's color white, otherwise he's the same. And this is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which at that time had been published in the form of teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So Prabhupada said that, yes, he's right. But then Tamal Krishna Prabhu said that Yamuna Devi, she says that Balaram is different from Krishna, because Krishna has his own gopis, Balaram has his own gopis, and Krishna, he dances with his gopis and Balaram with his gopis, Balaram doesn't come near Radha, and in so many ways Balaram is different from Krishna. And Prabhupada said, she's right. So then Tamal Krishna asked Prabhupada, so, well, which one is actually correct? They can't both be correct. Prabhupada said, you decide. So this is the same and different. Ramadi Murtishu Kalani Amena Tishtanana Avatara Makarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samavat Karamapumanyo Govindavadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Beginning with Rama, Krishna, who is Govinda Adi Purusha, the original form of God, or the original enjoyer, expands himself into many forms, and they appear in this world as various incarnations, but still, Krishna is the original. Balaram is, among all the forms of the Lord, all the incarnations of Krishna, Keshava Dvita, Dasavidha Rupa, among the 10 forms of the Lord. He is very special because he appears with Krishna. And he's always with Krishna. Right from Krishna's birth, from that time, he's with Krishna in Vrindavan Lila, in Mathura Lila, in Dwarka Lila. Balaram accompanies Krishna as his servant, friend, elder brother, who keeps Krishna in line. Balaram's, he is the very emblem of service to Krishna. Although he is Krishna, but he serves Krishna. All the, beginning with the expansions of Krishna, of the Svangsha, those who are the Vishnu forms of Krishna, everyone serves Krishna. Ekaleshwa Krishna arsabhritta jare joiche nache nachai tare toiche kare nyakta. Krishna is the one controller and all others are his servants. As he makes them dance, so they dance. So, beginning from the Vishnu forms, all are the devotees, all living beings are devotees and servants, and therefore servants of Krishna. So although the Vishnu forms are the worshipable personality of Godhead, we are worshipping Lord Balaram, particularly today worshipping Lord Balaram. But they're also servants of the Lord, and Balaram is the he's identified with the Guru, or the Guru is identified with Balaram, because Balaram is very powerful, that's the meaning of his name. Very powerful and very attractive, that's the meaning of his name, Balaram. And one may ask, well, how can a Guru give Krishna, who is the most powerful, and he does so by the strength infused by Balaram. And that strength of bhakti, bhakti means service to Krishna. And Balaram is, as I said, the emblem of that. He serves Krishna in all conceivable ways. In Shantaras, he serves Lord Krishna as his bedding. He becomes the bed, Ananta Shayam. As his shoes, as his clothing, as his Brahmin thread. As the chamara for and in all the paraphernalia he takes the form, he expands himself as the whole spiritual world which is meant for enjoyment by Krishna. So Balaram in this way in Shantaras serves Krishna. In Dasyaras, as the elder brother of Krishna, Balaram, he sometimes takes the form of service, servant to Krishna. Sometimes as he's like just an equal friend, and sometimes he's in the mood of a Vatsalya Ras, not the Vatsalya or the protective mood. Vatsalya Ras we normally identify with parents, but an elder brother can also have that protective mood towards his younger brother or sister. So Balaram does that. In fact, when Krishna was again and again insisting to take the cows out to pasture, when he was a little boy, they would take the young calves, they would take for pasturing. But that result, taking the calves means they'll just be close by. They won't be far away from the village. But if they are to take the cows, well, first of all, for little boys to manage big cows, that's you know, you have to know what you're doing. The cows are much bigger than the boys, the little boys. And also taking the cows means taking them out all day, wandering out long distances. So Madhya Yashoda was, she didn't like this idea at all. My little Krishna, with all these demons coming and attacking him all the time, and fortunately Lord Narayan is protecting Krishna, but we don't know, with all these demons coming all the time. So she didn't want to, but let him go. But Nanda Maharaj was more flexible, more pliable. So he was agreeing, all right, let Krishna take the cow. If Krishna goes, all the cowherd boys will go also. But Mother Yashoda agreed on one condition, only if Balaram goes also, because Balaram is very strong. He can protect Krishna. And he's, you know, he's a bit bit more grown up, he's a bit more wise than Krishna. So we see that Balaram was given the job of protecting Krishna in the eyes of Mother Yashoda. Of course, Krishna is protecting everyone. We also see that Balaram took the form or the role of a superior in chastising Krishna. When Krishna kidnapped Rukmini, then he ran off with shooting arrows with Rukmini guiding the chariot, the horses. And Balaram came up from behind to fight with all the kings, keep them at bay, so that Krishna could make his escape. Then after they'd gone some distance, then Rukmini, the eldest brother of Rukmini, came up and was speaking all kinds of crazy words to Krishna, "Now I'm going to kill you," etc. And Krishna, in response, captured Rukmini, tied him up, and he disfigured Rukmini by with his sword, giving him a punk haircut, which in those days wasn't considered very fashionable. It was considered not very good. A little bit sticky out here, and then shaved here, and a wild haircut. So Rukmini was aggrieved, and seeing this, Balaram chastised Krishna and said, "You shouldn't do that. I mean, even if he's aggressive towards you, he's trying to kill you, but he is, after all, now going to be your brother-in-law." So in this way, he pacified Rukmini by chastising Krishna and set the family relationship that, "Well, Krishna's your husband, but if you have any problems, just let me know. I'm here, Balaram." So Balaram also in Vatsalya Rasa and in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, it's accepted that Balaram by Avesh, this mysterious principle of Avesh, he expands his consciousness and potencies into the personality of Ananga Manjari, who is the younger daughter of Radharani. And as Ananga Manjari, he serves Krishna, even within the Shringara Rasa or Madhurya Rasa. So in this way, Balaram, he doesn't want to get left out. In all the rasas, he's serving, or in all the humors, Balaram is serving Krishna. Balaram is praised in this song as the attractor of the Yamuna Karshan. There are twice we find in Bhagavatam Leelas of Balaram in which he's connected with the Yamuna, first time in Vrindavan, when he was dancing with his gopis and was apparently drunk from drinking Varuni. Varuni is also the name of one of his two wives. The other one is called, anyone? Revati. So he was calling, after some time he called Yamuna, "Come here, I'm too drunk or too tired or whatever to go to you, so you come to me." That description of his drunkenness is there in Nectar of Devotion or somehow. Balaram with his rolling eyes looks very attractive. So Yamuna didn't want to come. She thought, "He's drunk. He might be God, but he's drunk." So she didn't want to go to him. So at that time, Balaram became very angry upon her. And with his plowshare, by which he's known as Haladhar, the holder of the plow, he threatened, if you don't come to me, I'll make the your flow in so many ways that your flow will be lost. He'll make so many canals that the actual river will be lost. So at this time, Yamuna became very afraid, and she came before Balaram and praised him, saying, "Well, I forgot your glories. Please forgive me." And then Balaram sported in the Yamuna with his girlfriends. Then another time, connected with the Yamuna, when Samba, he's the son of Jambavati, isn't it? He kidnapped Lakshmana, daughter of Duryodhana. So at that time, all the Kurus, which included not only Drona but also Bhishma and many others, they ganged up on Samba and kidnapped him. And Balaram, hearing this, became very well. He wanted to go and make peace with them because he was the right person to do it, because he's also known as Duryodhana Guru. He's the guru of Duryodhana. He taught Duryodhana how to fight with a club. That's how Duryodhana became so expert in fighting with a club, that even though Bhim was very powerful and his favorite weapon was the club, but Duryodhana, he wasn't as powerful as Bhima, but he was more expert because he was personally trained by Balaram. He took the opportunity to approach Balaram when Balaram was in the city of Varanasi. He took training from him. So Duryodhana became very expert. So his expertise put him on the same level as in clan fighting as Bhima, who was more powerful. So naturally there was affection between Balaram and Duryodhana. Balaram being the guru of Duryodhana in club fighting, so there was some affection, which is why Balaram also didn't want to fight at Kurukshetra, even though Kshatriyas, they always Sukhina Kshatriya Partha Labhanti Yudham Yudhisham, that Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that Kshatriyas are always happy when they get the chance to fight. But Balaram, he didn't want to fight at Kurukshetra because he knew that Krishna was siding with Yudhishthira. But personally, he was inclined to Duryodhana also. So he thought it wasn't me. I won't fight now. He more or less retired from fighting at that point, although later on, shortly after Naimisharanya, requested by the sages there, he killed the demon who was spoiling the sacrifices. Anyway, Balaram, he appointed himself as the minister for King Ugrasena to mediate with the Kurus for their having kidnapped Samba. Kidnapped means they fought with him, and they all appreciated what a great fighter he is. All of us, we're all famous fighters, but with great difficulty, all of them together, only with great difficulty were they able to capture Samba. So they appreciated, actually he's a very good boy and a very good match for this daughter, but as a matter of pride, prestige, Kshatriyas, they don't let anyone just get away with kidnapping their daughter very easily, the daughter from their family. So Balaram came and said that on the command of King Ugrasena, I order you to release this boy. And they said, what? We're the actual kings around here, and we only allow you yadus to wear have the royal insignia, just as a matter of family affection, but actually you're not even fit for it. We're the real kings around here. And Balaram became very angry. And he said that, you're all living by the mercy of Lord Krishna. You don't realize Krishna's glory. That even that you're blaspheming Krishna, who's our intimate family member here, this Samba is the son of Krishna. So you're trying to minimize Krishna, but you don't know that, or you don't accept that even the great demigods, they bow down to Krishna. So Krishna is allowing you to be the kings of the world, the Aruda, the kings of the world were the Kurus. No, and the Yadus were there also, and Krishna was a subservient, superficially a subservient prince to the Kuru king, who was Duryodhana at that time. But Krishna said that Krishna is allowing you to occupy the royal throne, but what is the use of a throne to him? Well, he doesn't need a throne to establish his greatness. He's axiomatically far superior to all of you, and it's only because of him that you are able to assume this position as a king, as kings. So anyway, they were saying, and then they said, oh, what are you talking about, you know? We're much greater than all of you. And then Balaram, single-handedly against all the Kurus, he said, okay, enough of all this. Hastinapur, I'm dragging it. Now he dragged it with his plow, was dragging it toward the Yamuna to dunk it, the whole city in the Yamuna. It's like an earthquake. So then they said, oh, sorry, we forgot you're a god. And they brought Sambra and Lakshmi and said, all right, we agree to your proposal. And Prabhupada commented that actually this is just, they knew Balaram's greatness, but they just wanted to see his greatness manifested. And this kind of, in Kshatriya weddings, there's always something like this. They just want to, they're a boisterous, belligerent lot, and therefore they like to, you know, a little bit of saber rattling at least, if not actual fighting. In the Kshatriya marriages, there's always some fighting. There has to be some fighting, otherwise what's the use of being Kshatriya? So, but actually they were very happy that this Sambha was married to Lakshmana. So like this, Balaram is so many leelas. Olympic Games are going on, right? So we have heard. Iti Shudra, we have heard. We have not seen, we're not watching on TV or anything like that, but we have heard the Olympics are going on. So Krishna and Balaram, they inaugurated the original throwing competition. Not exactly a competition, but in Talavan, all the donkeys headed by Dhinakasura, Krishna and Balaram dispatched of them by the method of picking up their hind legs, whirling round and round, and then throwing them. So that's like the hammer throwing in the Olympics. So it wasn't just some showing what they could do, but they were actually doing something useful by killing these demons who had assumed the forms of donkeys. So like this, Krishna and Balaram performed many pastimes together. What is that? Saharamena Keshava. Kritavan Kila Karmani. Saharamena Keshava. Atimardena Bhagavan Guha Kapatamanusha. It's Krishna and Balaram performed many activities. Kritavan Kila Karmani. They performed many activities. Krishna performed many activities with Balaram, who's sometimes called Rama, just Rama. But they're always the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Atimadhyena, beyond human capacity to understand or emulate. They're always Bhagavan, even if they appear as young boys. Although they appear as just, in many ways, like ordinary human beings, they are the Supreme Lord. Therefore, they're covered over. Their opulence as the Supreme Lord, the characteristics of the Supreme Lord, are often covered, and therefore they appear as ordinary human beings. Therefore, they're called kapata manusha, which literally means cheating man. They cheat others, or they mislead others. So, the demons are misled into thinking that Krishna and Balaram are ordinary due to their enviousness toward them. And the devotees are misled into thinking that Krishna and Balaram are like ordinary people in many ways due to their love for him. They don't see the glories of Krishna and Balaram from a philosophic point of view, but they simply love Krishna and Balaram and think of them as our all in all, our friends, the friends of Krishna. They think of Krishna and Balaram as their friends, and the gopis think of them as their lovers. Yashoda and Rohini, the mother of Balaram, think of them as their sons. Here is, we're on one of Srila Prabhupada's farms. So, Prabhupada, he was talking a lot about making farms, he wanted to make farm communities. In 1977, Tamal Krishna Maharaj spoke to Srila Prabhupada and said that, Prabhupada, you are the farm acharya because you're establishing so many farms. Prabhupada said, no. Krishna and Balaram, they are the farm acharyas. Krishna is his flute for calling, ostensibly for calling the cows. Even today, cowherd boys, they have flutes because they take the cows for grazing. They'll go out all day with them. That's the best way, actually, to keep cows. It's a common system to keep them in barns or to keep them tied up in a field. But the best system is grazing. They like that. They move from place to place all together in a big group. They like to be together. And this way they get some exercise and they mix up with each other, and sometimes they fight a little bit with each other, and sometimes they sit one against the other, and sometimes they lick each other. So they have their social life like this. And they also, by moving, they get all different varieties of grass and herbs. So that's healthy for them and makes the best milk also. So Krishna and Balaram would take out the cows, and wandering, gocharana it's called, wandering with the cows, grazing with the cows. And sometimes the cows, they were, you know, huge herds of cows. We can't imagine so many cows nowadays. Literally hundreds of thousands of cows. And Krishna would know all their names. And he would call them by their names. And he would count. And that's why he's called Manidha. We all know this name, Manidha. So it means one who holds a jewel. So Krishna holds a jeweled, like counting beads, like we have Japamala. So Krishna counts his cows. How are they coming? He's counting on his beads. So, yes, sometimes with so many cows, sometimes they would wander off here and there. And therefore the cowherd boys, they have flute for calling the cows back. That's why they have a flute. Although Krishna is more famous for using it for calling the gopis, but it's actually paraphernalia for cowherd boys. A flute and a buffalo horn also, which announces, well, that's when the boys get along, they get distant from each other, also they can find out where they are by sounding the buffalo horn, which is a loud sound. And also when they're out of jubilation, when they're leaving for the forest, they sound that. And when they're coming back, they sound that. So their mothers can prepare their baths and their meals like this. So these are paraphernalia for the cowherd boys. So Krishna is famous for his flute, and Balaram is famous for his club. I already mentioned that. That's when he leaves Vrindavan and takes on the role of a kshatriya. But otherwise he's not. Apart from being Gadadhara, the holder of a club, Balaram is also Haladhara, which means he's a holder of a plow. So Prabhupada said that Krishna and Balaram are the farm acharyas, because the Krishi Goraksha, these are the two business, this is agriculture. Krishi means working the land for which the plow is used, producing crops, especially grains, and Goraksha, protecting the cows. So between the plow of Balaram and the flute of Krishna, the two principles, Krishi Goraksha, producing grains and other produce, and protecting the cows, which gives milk and then ultimately ghee. So these two activities are indicated by the flute and by the plow. Krishna, Balaram, being Haladha, who uses the plow for farming, he's also known as Halayudha, which means he also uses it as a weapon, plow weapon, as we see in the when he was pulling Hastinapur towards the Yamuna. So in this way he was using the plow as a weapon. So there are many other pastimes of Lord Balaram, killing the Dvivida. Of course there are many which he performs with Krishna directly, like jumping off the Pravarshana mountain, 88 miles high, 11 yojanas. When a devotee asked Prabhupada, where is that mountain? Prabhupada said, in the sky. That's identified with the Girna mountain in Gujarat. So that's near Junagadh, if you ever feel like going. So they jumped from that hill. Jarasandha set the hill on fire and thought, now they're dead. And they jumped very nicely from the top of the hill. They enjoyed that. No parachute. They don't need it. They're Bhagavan. They can jump and they enjoy it. Flying through the sky. Just flying means falling through the sky. Balaram, so many pastimes, killing the Dvivida gorilla, then going on pilgrimage when he was to avoid fighting at Kurukshetra. He went on. He went to visit the holy place. He went to visit Naimisharanya, and there he got entangled. Well, he was requested by the sages there to. He killed Romaharsha and Supa, seeing that this Balaram, who was the original guru, saw that Romaharsha and Supa was not fit to take the post of guru, and therefore Balaram, by touching him with a piece of kusha grass, killed him. So thereafter, the sages of Naimisharanya requested Balaram to atone for his sin by going on pilgrimage. So, of course, there's no sin for Balaram. He visited so many places of pilgrimage, and it's great fortune for all the places of pilgrimage and for those who, up to the present day, visit those places. purified by remembrance of Balaram and by touching the dust of the land which has been touched by the feet of Lord Balaram. So Lord Balaram wandered widely. Later on, as Nityananda Prabhu, he also wandered widely all over Bharatavarsha. Lord Balaram, he's seen to be a somewhat eccentric person from the external point of view, and especially so in the form of Lord Nityananda, who is the among Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is unlimitedly merciful, but Nityananda Prabhu is more unlimitedly merciful. So, logically that statement doesn't make any sense. How can something be more unlimited than unlimited? But somehow or other it's possible in the personage of Balaram Nityananda. So, I'm not going to say very much this morning. I have to speak on Balaram this afternoon also, and then tomorrow also in Sweden, where I'm scheduled to be. They're having a festival for Balaram. They shift it to Sunday because it's more convenient or something like that. Although personally, I think we should do the festivals on the day that they fall. It's like, you know, you don't shift Christmas. If it comes on a Monday, you don't shift it to Sunday. So, anyway, any questions about this? Then we can sing another song in which Balaram is mentioned. Questions, or anyone want to share any pastimes?
What is the difference in age between Balaram and Krishna?
Good question. It appears to be only 8 days. But it might be more. I tried to work it out once, but it's not very clear actually. From at least what I was able to ascertain, it could be more than a year also. Balaram has the mood of an elder brother, but it might be just a few days difference. But we often find in Vedic culture, even if there's just a few days difference, that they take it very seriously. You'll find sometimes someone's initiated like 3 days before the other in his whole life. I'm senior. There's also the mystery of the connected with Balaram's appearance, the sons of Devaki, and how Balaram, he's called Sankarshan because he was attracted from the womb of Rohini to that of Yashoda, and Rohini appeared to have a miscarriage. Although he's known as, from Rohini to Devaki. So he's known as the son of Rohini, although he didn't directly appear from her womb. So, yeah, and then there's the sons of Kala Nemi, who became the sons of Hiranyakashipu, and then they became the sons of Devaki. So they're all different factors mentioned in different scriptures. So it's quite a complex point. Oh, it's also said that, this is commonly said thing, I've never heard it in any Shastra, but it's commonly said that Lakshman, when he was serving Lord Ramachandra so faithfully, as a younger brother. Although younger brother means they're all practically born at the same time, but Ramachandra was the elder, and he had that mood of being elder, and Lakshman had the mood of being younger. So, but Lakshman was feeling frustrated because he said, I have to do whatever Ram tells me to do, which I don't have any problem with that, but, you know, some of the things I have to do, he had to light he had to arrange for the fire for testing Sita. He didn't want to do that. But he was ordered to by Lord Ram. Then he had to take Sita away from Ayodhya and tell her that actually you're not going back. You're now in exile. So he thought this is a cursed situation. You know, Ram is so righteous that I have to do these things which are just so painful. So he said, next time I'll come back as the elder brother and I'll serve. I'll still serve, but you know, I'm not going to serve in such ways like this that I have to do such terrible things. So he came as Balaram, as the elder brother, and he basically took the position of a servant of Krishna in so many ways, but at the same time he sometimes kept Krishna in check. In check, C-H-E-C-K, not in C-Z-E-C-H. Didn't keep him in the Czech Republic, where we just came from. Prabhupada put him in the Czech Republic. Prabhupada put Krishna in the Czech Republic. So, in this way. But then again, we see sometimes Krishna is serving Balaram also. So it's a, sometimes when Krishna is very tired, he lies down and Balaram and others massage his feet, and sometimes Krishna massages Balaram. So it's a reciprocal relationship. Srila Prabhupada, I was saying, in a joking way, Srila Prabhupada brought Krishna to check. But Prabhupada brought Krishna and Balaram to the whole world in the form of Jagannath Subhadra Baladev. Today there's Rath Yatra in Leipzig. So, Srila Prabhupada brought the worship of Balaram to the whole world. Anything? Comments, questions? Varuni. Balaram is drinking Varuni, which is said to be the sap oozing from the trees, so that's identified with honey. Balaram is very fond of honey. So generally on Balaram Purnima, it's an ISKCON tradition, everyone drinks lots of Varuni, which is offered to Lord Balaram, and then they get drunk. So we usually used to take this and then go out on Harinam Sankirtan. Because, you know, you get so much wild energy that you have to do something with it. So it's a great ISKCON tradition to drink honey water. Or in London, the first time we had it, it was mixed with lots of yogurt also. So yeah, you can go on Harinam to Yandel's Brun or something like this. Or around the farm, liberate all the blades of grass. So, if there's no question, then another song in our songbook, in which Balaram is at least mentioned, is Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan. There's also Brajendra Nandan Jai, Shachi Shuta Hoilo Se, Balaram Hoilo Nitai. But we'll sing this Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan, in which Lord Balaram is praised, so please get your songbooks if you don't know the song, and we can sing it.